The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And let's get to that EPA pick. The administrator of the EPA under Donald Trump will be one Greg Pruitt, Attorney General of the state of Oklahoma. And when you think Oklahoma, you think, well, oil.
No, I think of Oklahoma.
Where do you? You know,
that's the first thing I think of.
We don't know.
You know what the greatest thing to ever come out of Oklahoma is?
Why are you going to make a gratuitous Oklahoma joke on a day like this? You know that I'm married into an Oklahoma family. Well, you're going to put me in an awkward position Brian.
I'm half Okie.
All right. What's so the greatest thing to come out of Oklahoma, Brian?
I-40.
So, Attorney General Scott Pruitt, a man who we don't know if he likes the musical or not, but he certainly loves the state of Oklahoma, and he will be coming to Washington, D.C. to be the new administrator of the EPA. And let's just say the left and environmental wackos are displeased by this choice. We're going to share with you some of their over-the-top reactions. And also, by the way, if you have any relationship with the EPA, if you work for the EPA, if you have dealings with the EPA, if you've had fights with the EPA, love to hear your take on this pick, 888-630-9625. And what is the deal with Donald Trump talking to Al Gore? Today he's talking to Leonardo DiCaprio, all of these crazy climate change people. He's entertaining them, having these big, lengthy, productive conversations in Trump Tower. And then he picks Greg Pruitt, a man who sued the EPA on behalf of his state.
A man who makes Al Gore's head explode.
Yeah. What's going on there? What is Trump up to? 888-630-WMAL. Listen, for some background here, let's go to my interview yesterday with Marlo Lewis. He's a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, a group that really likes the free market and therefore hates the Environmental Protection Agency. And we got his take on this pick.
We think that this is highly significant, because Pruitt has been a leader, in fact, a general, in the pushback against EPA's unlawful regulatory overreach and the war on coal. So one thing that I think everyone can conclude from this is that it means that when it comes to environment and energy policy, that President-elect Trump not only talks the talk, but he walks the walk, because people are policy. So some people have been speculating, oh, Trump didn't really mean what he said. He's the art of the deal. We can manipulate him. We can deflect him from what he said about reforming the EPA.
Yes.
This suggests, no, that he's really serious.
Well,
so that's one big point or takeaway I think we can gather from this.
The fact that he won the attorney general's race in Oklahoma, which is it's a statewide race, means that he's a popular politician in Oklahoma. And you think Oklahoma, you think drilling for oil, and you think fracking for oil. That right there tells you that this guy is a friend of the fossil fuel industry. So I'm guessing those who are in favor of climate change policies and green energy policies, they're going to hate this pick, right?
Oh, they are, and for a very institutional reason as well. Under the Obama administration, the EPA has turned into a kind of green revolving door in which you have former environmental activists working at the EPA who then are in a position to funnel grant money to their former employers and colleagues, and then those groups and their donors in turn mount lobbying campaigns on behalf of the EPA. They even provide policy direction to the agencies. For example, the Clean Power Plan was basically written by the Natural Resources Defense Council. So what you have here is a situation of agency capture. In the traditional literature, that's always assumed to be capture by the regulated industry. But in this case, it's capture by the environmental movement. And if Pruitt or someone like Pruitt is at the head of the EPA, that comes to an end.
Now, let's take a step back for a moment, because I don't care what your political persuasion is. You care about the environment. Of course, we want clean air. We want clean water. We want land to be conserved when it makes sense for our families and for our health. And the EPA's basic mission is to do just that. How does the Scott Pruitt pick fall in line with that mission?
I think it would advance it tremendously, because the EPA is way behind on meeting its statutory obligations to clean the air, clean the water. We did a study. Our organization did a study. My colleague William Yateman did it. He looked at 1,000 deadlines that EPA is supposed to meet by law for 4 major programs that regulate air pollution from stationary sources, facilities like power plants, factories, refineries. And these are not impossible deadlines. These are deadlines that the agency could actually meet if it set its priorities according to the statute. Instead, EPA has been freelancing and basically putting its climate change policies ahead of its statutory priorities, even though Congress has not legislated on climate change.
Ah.
So in some cases, like the program that regulates the release of toxic air pollutants and also sets performance standards for categories of industrial sources, EPA is something like 7.8 years behind schedule on average.
So they've taken the eye off the ball of their actual role, which is to enforce the environmental laws passed by Congress. Instead, they've been pushing their climate change agenda, which Congress has actually not passed any laws about.
Exactly. So what we need is adult supervision. We need someone to tell the agency, no, you do your homework. And when you're finished, then we can talk about extracurricular activities.
Wow.
You know, you're not free to play Nintendo all night, because that's what you'd prefer to do.
Our guest is Marlo Lewis. By the way, I'm more of an Xbox man, but I appreciate the reference, Mr. Lewis. He is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. We're talking about Attorney General Scott Pruitt of Oklahoma, who has now been named as the new Secretary of the Environmental Protection Agency. And most of the headlines are all pointing out the fact that Attorney General Pruitt is currently suing the EPA over climate change. Did you know anything about that? What is that all about?
Well, yes. Attorney General Pruitt, like Attorney General Morrissey in West Virginia, they're the two leaders in organizing 28 states to sue the EPA to overturn the Clean Power Plan, and then also the prerequisite rulemaking, the so-called carbon pollution standards for new coal-fired power plants and new natural gas plants. And both of these regulations are unlawful in numerous ways. We probably don't have to go into it here. But these are egregious cases of regulatory overreach in which EPA has basically set itself up as a super legislature to determine climate policy despite congressional opposition.
So he's very much in favor of getting the feds out of the state's business on things that aren't their business. That's why he's been suing. By the way, I keep saying Secretary of the EPA, and I forget it is an agency, not a cabinet level. Is that correct? He'll be the administrator of the EPA.
He'll be the administrator,
right?
Correct.
Thank you for that, and thank you for being respectful enough not to correct me. But next time, feel free to correct the host time he makes a dumb mistake.
I was concentrating on the important stuff you were saying, not the bureaucratic niceties.
So as far as Marlo Lewis, so you get the drift there. That's the Competitive Enterprise Institute's take on it. We're going to give you some of the takes from the left. It's been remarkable. But this on the same day that Donald Trump met with Leonardo DiCaprio to talk about green energy,
and
jobs.
Right after meeting with Al Gore.
So what do you make of this?
I don't know.
Is Trump doing here, working the Gore DiCaprio climate change angle on one side and then turning around and picking this guy, you know, the devil incarnate as far as the lefties are concerned? 888-620-9610.